Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today we're doing part 8 of a 8-part series on the subject of salvation. Today's topic we're dealing with is, what must I do to be saved? Before I start into this subject today, or this topic today, let me just quickly go over salvation. Every person is born into this earth in a sin condition. That means their spirit man, or their heart, is contaminated by what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. The only way to reverse that is to invite Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, as your Lord and Savior, to repent of your sins. This is the only way to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." The Bible also says that Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. Why do we need to get saved? Because we're all in a sin condition, for all have sinned. When do we get saved? As soon as possible. Who do we get saved by? Jesus Christ. There is no other way on the earth that God has put salvation into and through. Jesus Christ has the authority to get you born again through what he did on the cross. He took your penalties on the cross. He took your sins and gave you back his righteousness. And that allows you to come into heaven. It's your heart that stops you going into heaven. When your heart is in a sin condition, God cannot allow that into heaven. It's got nothing to do with your soul or with your body. It's got to do with your heart. So God has to get your heart renewed by the conversion through the Holy Spirit. And this is done by the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. You are born again through Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Let us now go to the actual steps of salvation. The first step, admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says very clearly, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. In other words, everyone born into this earth, except Christ Jesus, have been born into sin. And God says, we've all sinned. And that's what stops a person going into heaven. Let's go to step 2. Know that God has already provided for your salvation. God's already made a way. Let's read what it says. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish or die, but have everlasting or eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. This is John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. So in this step, God has made a way for our salvation. And that salvation is through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. It's also important to note here too that God so loves the world. We know in the scriptures it says that God is not willing for anyone to perish and go to hell. It is God's will that every person born on this earth becomes born again and comes into heaven. God is not willing that anyone goes to hell. Let's now go to step 3. Know that you cannot save yourself. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. We see this in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. This third step is saying you can't save yourself. It doesn't matter what you do, you can't buy yourself your way into heaven. You can't do good works to go into heaven. It's not by good works that you're saved. It's not by your righteousness which you have done that gets you saved. It's through the righteousness of Christ, what he has done. Therefore, it's done by grace through faith. What is grace? Grace means it's unmerited favor, but it's through faith, believing what you can't see with your physical eyes. We are saved by grace through faith, both working together, and the Holy Spirit is the one who does the recreating of our human heart or our spirit man. Let us now go to the fourth step, repent of your sins. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. The Bible tells us that we have to repent of our sins. What does that mean? We have to basically say, Father, I've sinned. Please forgive me. I now repent and turn from being a sinner. Let us now go to step 5. We are to ask Jesus to save us. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We see this in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household. We see this in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. So it's very easy to see here. It's through Jesus Christ that we are saved. Let's go to point 6 now. that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. In these scriptures, we see quite easy and quite clearly that to be saved, we have to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. They both go together. You can't just believe in your heart and think with your head. You have to confess out your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe he died on the cross for you. This is salvation. Now let me give you an example of what to pray. If you believe what I've been talking about over the last 8 audio messages, and you want to give your heart to Jesus, you want to be born again, you want to come into the kingdom of God, please follow this prayer of salvation with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Christ Jesus died on the cross and paid the penalties for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I am now willing to turn from my sins. I now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for forgiving me my sins. I am willing by God's grace to follow and obey Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, I am part of your family. I'm a child of God, and I'm born again. I would say to you now, welcome to the family of God called the body of Christ, which is the church worldwide. A church isn't made up of building stones and materials. It's made up of people, living stones. Every person who's born again comes into the body of Christ, a worldwide organization, you can say. Before I finish this subject, I would like to invite you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and now is a very good time. Your spirit man is come into a righteous state before God, a right position before God, a right standing before God. Therefore, we can go the next step now and invite the Holy Spirit to fill you with him. Please follow me in this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm now a child of God. I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross, and I am now in a right position with you. I believe the Holy Spirit has been sent to fill the born-again believer, and I believe it's a free gift, just like salvation. I ask you, Father, now in the name of Jesus, to fill my heart, to fill my spirit man with the Holy Spirit. And I pray, come Holy Spirit now and fill me with your presence. Fill me to overflow and give me speaking in tongues also. By faith I receive the infilling or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Again, I say welcome to the family of God, the body of Christ worldwide. Now being filled with the Holy Spirit means that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very possible now or in the next few days you'll start speaking in a language, in a heavenly language, in a spiritual language called speaking in tongues. It may come immediately or it may come slowly. Ask God to show you more about speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues, as you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, means that you've got to use your vocal cords. You've got to speak as the Holy Spirit leads you. Now, those utterances won't be normally words. They'll be basically like this. That's just an example of what I have in speaking in tongues. So those words can't be understood by me unless God gives me the interpretation. But those words are between my spirit and the Holy Spirit and God. And God wants us to speak in tongues, to pray in tongues. It's a very important part. And there's reasons, more reasons why we should speak in tongues. Thank you for being with me on this series on this subject called salvation. It's a very important subject for the whole of your life on the earth and your future life in eternity. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.